It is time now, speaking of which, for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Joined on the phone, as always on Monday, by the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. Coach, thank you so much, as always, for being with us today. Great win on Saturday. What are your thoughts?
Well, Aaron, thank you for having me on always, and really excited about the Saturday win. Miami's a really good football team. We knew that going in. They had 2 weeks to prepare. They were upset because they didn't play well the previous outing. So we knew we were going to get their best shot, and it was a great game. We jumped out early, didn't play as well offensively the second half, but still had a drive or two and scored a few points, and defense stepped up and played by far their best game. So we're starting to come together. I like this team. I like the way they prepare. I like how hard they work to win, and we still have a lot of things we can do to fix.
The defense really stepped up and made some big plays, especially there at the end. And I know we talked earlier about just the need for everyone, but we were talking defensively at the time to be able to step up and make the big plays at the right time. And, man, they absolutely did that on Saturday.
They really did. There were time and time again in the second half where they stopped the run throughout the game, but they made plays. And we're so close in some other areas in pass coverage, and if we'll just cover a little bit longer, we're getting close to the quarterback on sacks. So this defense is getting more confidence. They've played really two very good ball games to start the ACC. And I just feel like they're getting a little bit better each week. The stopping Miami to 41 yards rushing was the best since 24 yards against Virginia last year. So when you stop the run, put pressure on the quarterback, you've got a chance.
So all of that in mind, looking ahead to Saturday's game against Duke, I know it's going to be a big game. There's going to be a lot of folks at Wallace Wade. What are the one or two top things that you're looking or that you're hoping to see from the team out there on the field this Saturday?
Well, Aaron, we've just got to continue to improve. Mike Elko's the new coach at Duke, and he came from Texas A&M. He coached at Wake Forest, and he coached at Notre Dame before. He's one of the best defensive coaches as an assistant in the country, and he's done a tremendous job at Duke. They're running the ball really well. They're stopping the run on defense. They're one of the leading in the country at turnovers. I think they were +8 going into last week. So this will be a great challenge for us and a great game.
Speaking with head coach Mac Brown, Mondays with Mac. Tar Heels 5-1 on the season, unbeaten in the ACC, in the top 25 in the coaches poll, not quite the AP yet, but just outside. Still quite a few weeks left in the season, and I know you've talked about the extent to which the rankings don't really matter until you get to the end of the season. Do you feel anything at all when you get the news that you're back in the top 25?
I really don't. Aaron, in fact, I never look at the polls until the 1st of November when the college football polls come out. Mm-hmm. And that's always been my first feeling about people have had a pretty good part of the fall so they can check the resumes of each team. And then you have an idea of who's played well and who hasn't. I'm proud for the guys that they're getting a little recognition, but they need to understand that that means absolutely nothing at this point. They've got to keep winning.
What is going to matter is that Duke game on Saturday, and obviously the Carolina-Duke rivalry is a big one. Do you feel differently? Do you feel like the players feel differently heading into a game like a Duke or an NC State with that established rivalry?
Absolutely, Aaron. And mainly it's because of rivalries are created by fans and fan enthusiasm. And when you're alums and top alums go to church on Sunday, they go with an NC State friend or a Duke friend, or they go to the grocery store, or they're at work every day with them. You never want to lose to your neighbors, and that's just what these rivalry games are all about. And there's a reason that many, many years ago somebody picked a trophy with a victory bell for this game. So this game's been important for a long time.
And with that in mind, as we start to wrap up this conversation, I know we got the game just up the road at Wallace Wade. Tar Heel fans could very easily get up there and watch it in person. A lot of folks are going to be out and about in Chapel Hill and around watching it at home with friends at bars and restaurants. What's your message to the fans?
Well, the fans are get to Wallace Wade. let's fill it up. It used to be a game that we treated like a home game, and if there is an extra ticket available, get over there and cheer for your team. These kids are trying really, really hard, and we need to support them and keep winning. So if you can, take you and your family, call today, get tickets, and we'll see you on Saturday night at 8.
8 p.m. on Saturday is kickoff. Obviously, we'll have it here for you on 97.9 The Hill as well. Coach Mack Brown, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. Everybody have a great week.
And thanks for listening to Mondays with Mack, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, you can tackle dirt this year by trying Chapel Hill Tire's new expert car washing and detailing service with pickup and delivery options. You and your car will be treated like a VIP. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details.